Hello, and welcome to Aging Well, Finding Beauty in the Gray. I'm your host, Hugh Willard. Aging Well is a podcast for everyone in or approaching the retirement years. There's a lot to unpack here, apart from the financial planning component, and we'll do just that. We'll explore new interests, priorities, and goals, and finding purpose for ourselves and in our relationships. Join me each episode as I share stories and chat with guests learning to live their best next act lives. Welcome back, everyone, to Aging Well, Finding Beauty in the Gray. Our guest today is Eliza Kaiser. Eliza is the director of the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, that's also known as OLLIE, easier to say, at North Carolina State University, which also happens to be her alma mater. She has been at the helm of North Carolina State's OLLIE for a year now, having come home after a time in a few different project managerial roles, and most recently serving as the director of the nearby Pullen Arts Center. She is herself a visual artist. Eliza, her husband, and tween daughter call Raleigh home. Eliza, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Hugh, thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure to be here.
For our listeners who may not be familiar, can you give us a brief overview of OLLIE overall, and then more specifically, share with us what is happening with NC State's OLLIE?
Sure, I'd be glad to. So I will say that OLLIEs, there are 125 of them across the U.S., and they are kind of a smaller subset of about 500 lifelong learning institutes that are around the country. All of these organizations are focused on providing meaningful learning opportunities and social engagement opportunities for adults 50 and older. And what unites the OLLIEs is that all received funding at some point from the Bernard Osher Foundation. But if you go to one OLLIE, you'll find it is different from the next OLLIE that you visit. Basically, we're all just united in that shared purpose of bringing educational opportunities and social opportunities to adults who are 50 and older. OLLIE at NC State started in 1991 as Encore, and we're thrilled to have been a valuable part of the community for 30 years, providing folks with opportunities to make their retirement years really into whatever they want it to be.
You mentioned, and I'm certainly familiar. I've been with you all at NC State teaching courses with OLLIE, and I've loved it for a number of years now. And I was aware of the structure as you describe it through the Bernard Osher Foundation, and I knew that there were 125 OLLIEs that were about all across the United States. I was not aware of, you mentioned 500. Other institutes. So there's right. A greater reach here, and there's a bit of a different look to some of the other programs. Is that what I understand from that?
Yes, absolutely. Just as an example, this past summer, me and part of my team attended the Southern Conference for Learning and Retirement, and of course met with roughly 50 other OLLIEs, but we also met roughly 50 other lifelong learning institutes that are affiliated with other universities, but that are not affiliated with Osher.
That is interesting. I'm happy to hear that. The more resources that are available to folks, 50 plus, all the better. So that's great to hear. I mentioned that you have been at the helm for about a year now. We did have Tricia Enloe Hatcher. She was the previous OLLIE director at NC State. We had her on the show early on in our first season. I'm curious and interested, how has the transition been for you? Have there been any surprises?
Sure. So the transition has been wonderful for me. I have, noted on my personal calendar, I'm really running out of first. September 19th marks my 1-year anniversary. And so it's wonderful to have a year under my belt. I've been in learning mode the entire last year. And I think, I can't overstate what a wonderful job that Tricia did while she was here. She served in Encore and Ollie for over 25 years. And the state that she left the organization in was outstanding. And I'd say something that's really unique that I was not expecting was how generous she was in the time that she took preparing notes for me, in preparing to make sure that I had whatever information that I would need to be successful, but also in kind of giving the grace and the space for me to have the history from her, but to feel free to turn this Ollie into what I envision for it.
Sure. Which is as it should be. And that's wonderful. And I'm not surprised to hear that about Tricia.
May I
And
add
so,
one? Oh.
yes, of course.
I want to add one other surprise. So one of the things that drew me to the position was actually I loved the concept of joining an organization that is heavily member-led. That really aligns well with my personal interests, my personal beliefs, and then my background. I think a huge surprise for me, though, is how many members we have engaged so deeply. I just submitted our annual report to the Osher Foundation. We had 342 volunteers. And so, really, these folks are, I mean, they're the people that make our organization run.
That's really nice to hear. And of course, we're speaking here in Central North Carolina, and we're speaking about North Carolina State's Ollie. And as we both have referenced, there's 125 of these across the country, and even more that are broader in their, I guess, structure with respect to serving the needs of folks 50 plus. So we don't know what that means with respect to how this looks in other settings. I hope, I certainly would expect, I would anticipate that we would see a similar type thing in other settings as well. That of course it's about the atmosphere that is set, and how folks are tuning into and then, participating and buying into that type of ethos. So certainly do see it here at NC State. So we are rolling into the fall semester. Among many wonderful options and opportunities, can you share a few interesting class offerings for this term?
Sure. So there are so many. We have 90
Yes.
offerings
My goodness.
for the fall semester. We opened our registration on July 27th and got a really strong response. I believe next week we'll probably hit our 1,000th member for this academic year. But we do still have plenty of spaces available in our programs. So, in the classroom, I'm really looking forward to a couple of lectures that we have coming up that we're opening both to members and to non-members of Ollie at NC State. Two of those that have space available are in December. George Smart is going to be joining us to talk about architecture in North Carolina. The course title is called Mayberry Modernism. We also have Christian Kimmerer from the North Carolina Museum of Science. He's going to be joining us to present on Permian monsters. Those should both be exciting lectures that are open to both members and non-members. We also have WRAL's Gerald Owens joining us. He's going to talk quite a bit about his experiences being an anchor for WRAL News and what it's like to be in the newsroom. And we also have a favorite here at Ollie at NC State, David McLennan, coming to talk with us about the 2024 election and the factors that are going to be shaping it.
Oh my goodness, that should be a lively one and a one of
Definitely.
high interest. So yes,
Definitely.
you mentioned and for a couple of these members and non-members for our listeners, can you give us a sense of the distinction between those?
Absolutely. So we are, as I mentioned before, a member-led program. What we're trying to do is cultivate not only educational opportunities for folks, but we're also trying to cultivate a community. And so, a really effective way for us to make sure that we're connecting to people and providing opportunities kind of in a community setting is to have a membership structure. So, every academic year, folks can sign up for membership in our program. Membership is $50 and it allows people to purchase courses, study trips, lectures a la carte, as well as to participate in our member-led special interest group, to attend some special events that we have, and to also be part of some community volunteer programs that we run. This semester, we are trying to expose more people to Ollie, folks especially who, may have heard of us or may have just retired but are not really sure what they want to do. And we're opening the doors by making those four lectures that I mentioned available to non-members for $20 per lecture.
And as I understand it, of course, there's a catalog, and we'll have this in the show notes, but there's a catalog that folks can access online. I suppose there may be hard copies as well.
Yes.
And you, so one would see the course listings, the descriptions when they're offered, and they would also see if there's an associated cost for the course. And some there's a probably a range of the cost. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. So you've got all the details correct. Typically, I'd say our courses are between $15 and $55. There are some exceptions, but that's that kind of
The
represents the
standard, yeah.
majority.
And of course, I'll just again remind our listeners, because our listeners come from hither and yon and all over. So we are speaking directly to the structure at North Carolina State's Ollie. They would want to see in their local areas what the specifics are with respect to the offerings and all the details and logistics that go with that. So
Definitely.
yeah, great. Well, we all know that COVID has been a massively disruptive force in all of our lives. How has NC State's Ollie rebounded from this? And what are your thoughts about more social activities in the time ahead?
Well, I'm really happy that we're finally to a point where we can say we're in a rebounding stage, right? Because COVID really impacted all organizations that bring people together. And it also impacted the folks that enjoy them by increasing levels of social isolation. So I view this year as the last year and this one, really we're rebuilding. Last year, we started to see people feeling more comfortable coming into the classroom, people starting to feel like they can get back to normal life. And we're operating in the office as though things are kind of coming back to normal now. So we have a lot of fun social activities planned for this year. Our hospitality committee, we're working with them right now to work on our fall picnic that's going to be held at Chavis Park and the first Friday in October. We're already starting plans for our seasonal celebration that happens in December. Just really, we feel joyful about being able to bring people back together again. And the response that we're getting from people that are coming into the classroom is that they're really happy to be back too.
I started with you all pre-pandemic and was able to offer a few courses, facilitate a few courses, and just really enjoyed those experiences and the participation of the members. And then I was not fully aware of the social activity aspect and
Right.
some of these offerings that you're describing. And I was blown away by those. And just that's where I got the strongest sense of the community. It happens in the classrooms, but then also in these other gatherings. And I was so impressed with that. And of course, then COVID came in. I did offer some online courses, and it was great that could be a bit of a touchstone through just the stretch of just such challenge that was a part of the pandemic. And but then also I was able to come back now here and offer some courses in person. Last year, and so it was really nice to be back, and I'm looking forward to that continuing forward in the time ahead. I know that you enjoy connecting with Ollie members over this, your first year, and can you share some of the feedback that you received about their experiences?
Oh gosh. Yeah, this is absolutely my favorite part of the job. We've gone through the summer when, the period of time from July through August, we don't offer courses. So we're not seeing a lot of our members. And while that's necessary for us to get some of the behind the scenes business stuff done, I really miss our members and I'm really excited to welcome them back. I think, what I hear over and over from our members is that, they love exploring their curiosity. They're personally committed to staying curious, to staying active, to expanding their worlds through this accumulation of new knowledge, through this accumulation of new relationships. And, to me, it's really fabulous. I mean, I definitely I love seeing the friendships that start to form in classes and at social programs. I love seeing the relationships that happen between our members and the instructors. Love seeing that back and forth, and really love seeing the way that our members just keep expanding their worlds. It's infinite.
Yeah, and yeah, curious is one of my favorite words,
Yeah.
and that is just so essential for as we age, really at any age, but particularly as we speak to the the second half of life and moving into the transitions and thresholds of towards retirement and changes in life, and we need not stagnate. And as a function of how we can stay healthy and vibrant and continuing to grow, we have to remain curious. And of course, Ollie has its approach to that, and it's varied and wonderful. And so there are classroom learnings, but as I think you were referencing, there's experiential learnings in different ways. There's the social activities to each his or her own. We're all built differently, so and we process things differently, so our approaches, that's fine that they are varied. It's good that they're varied, but we need to continue to be curious. I love that word, and I love you're highlighting that in this. So, on a more personal note, is there a particular subject or experience that holds high interest for you? And I suppose I should say, are there, because we could do more than one if you want, but you can do one. Is there a particular subject or experience that holds high interest for you?
Sure. Well, there are so many, but I would say I guess I'll start by explaining. There were many things that drew me to this job, and as you mentioned, I had spent the 13 years prior to joining Ollie at NC State as the director of Pull and Art Center. I think what I discovered in that role really was how important it is for me to find alignment between my core personal values and the work that I'm doing in the world, right? Working life is it makes up so many of your waking hours. It's such a huge part of your life. Why not find something that matches up with your values? And what I found at Pullen and what I find here is my core personal values are curiosity, creativity, and helpfulness. And I think this is, the ideal place for me to find a great alignment between my job functions and the people that I'm working with and what my personal interests are. So, on a creative note, I love problem solving. I love figuring out ways that we can make things better for our members. On the personal side of creativity, I do love looking at the world around me and systems around me and kind of thinking about, oh, well, how can I tinker with this a little bit? How can I improve this a little bit? And I have a passion for storytelling that definitely comes out in my visual art. And that I think aligns really nicely with everything that Ollie is. Personally, my family and I love spending a lot of time together. I mentioned I have a tween. And so we're kind of counting our blessings that we have this great time with our daughter, who's kind of coming into her own and figuring out who she's going to be, who she's going to become as an adult. And we spent a lot of time taking her camping, taking her to cultural activities. I love making art with her, of course. You know, really, my entire life is all about curiosity, being with others. It's a good fit.
Well, my goodness, you are speaking a language that I understand well. And I think, of course, a lot of folks understand well. And it's so important that we are intentional in how we continue to attend to and cultivate these qualities within ourselves and support it within others. So I love hearing that. So before we wrap up our conversation today, I would love for you to share with our listeners your vision for the program in the time ahead. And we are going to once again emphasize we are speaking directly about the OLLI program at North Carolina State University. It can have some different looks in some different places. But with respect to your role, what's your vision for the time ahead?
Absolutely. I guess I'll start out by saying things that I definitely don't want to change. So, you know, it's really important to acknowledge this strong foundation that we have. You know, whenever I first learned about OLLI, started to prepare for applying for this position, you know, I looked through the catalog and I was like, these are amazing. It is what a wide variety, what quality instructors. What interesting topics are presented here? There's absolutely, you know, nothing to improve about the quality of the product, which is really exciting. We are lucky to have a wonderful team, both of staff members and of volunteers who are making all of this happen. And so really, I view my job and my vision to be one where my efforts should help us further integrate with the community. I view one of my roles as being one where I'm identifying community partners that can help us expand the reach that we have into the community, to broaden awareness and participation by our full community, and to bring in additional resources for our incredibly creative program committee and our staff to be able to have access to. So really, it's about taking this jewel that we have and just making it more visible to others. Because OLLI at NC State, I mean, I think it's a jewel in the crown of the university. And sometimes it's a hidden one. So, you know, it's all about just increasing that community visibility.
That is so well said. And for folks who may not be familiar, who aren't relatively in the area or have some connection to North Carolina State University. It's a large university. My youngest is a senior there this year. And, you know, it is renowned for many things and it continues to grow and expand. And it's exciting, a lot of the offerings that are at North Carolina State University. And I just think it's, as you referenced earlier, you know, this started as Encore initially before it morphed into the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. For more folks to become tuned into this, it's all the better for all of us. So I'm happy to hear your interest in that direction. Eliza Kaiser, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time today. We wish you all the best, both with North Carolina State's OLLI and also personally in the time ahead.
Thank you, Hugh. It's been a pleasure to be here today.
You have been listening to Aging Well, Finding Beauty in the Gray. I am author, psychotherapist, and life coach, Hugh Willard. To learn more about this podcast, listen to other episodes, and discover resources related to our guests and topics, please go to our website, findingbeautyinthegray.com. If you have comments or questions, or would be interested in sharing your story with us, we'd love to hear from you. Please reach out to us at findingbeautyinthegray.com. Aging Well is produced by Willow Way Creations, with sound engineering by Garrison Locke. Theme music is written and performed by yours truly, with Greg McGee and Garrison Locke. Thanks everyone for joining us. We hope you will be with us again next week.